get to go to the Cure Hotline, and it's a best guest that I think we've had in the year that we've been doing this show. This is going to top the books for sure. We get to talk to now head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores football squad over there on West End, Clark Lee. Clark, thank you so much for taking some time and joining with us.
My goodness, guys, what an intro. I may need you to do it again so I can record it and play it for my wife later on.
Well, welcome back in the afternoon show. No, I'm kidding. That's hacky radio, Clark. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we're different.
I got you. Sorry.
So, you know, before we get into any of the football talk, I've had a question, Clark, that I've noticed you. You're a noticeable guy because when you get that kind of, you know, air around you, I feel like I see you at all these sporting events, and this might freak you out, but I never have shook your hand or said hi or anything. I just am behind you in a way where I'm like, oh, you know, because I'm media, and then I see you in like the special areas, and I'm like, oh, there's Clark Lee. I see you at the opening of Geodis Park for Nashville SC. I seen you, of course, at Vandy Baseball there late in the season when they were getting on against Tennessee. I see you, you know, at certain high school events, taking the helicopter out there and doing your recruiting, things like that. How important is it to you to be out in the community as the head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores?
Well, listen, I'm a Nashvillian, and I'm enjoying living in my city. This is my hometown, and I want my family to experience it. And, I represent the program. I represent the university. I represent the department. And I know that, being active in our community is important, but for me, it's more about, you know, I'm living my life and enjoying it. And this is a great city. And like I said, I mean, this is where I grew up. So, I celebrate every day that I get a chance to live where I grew up, and I want to take the time to enjoy it with my family.
You know, how is that for you as a head coach of any program, of just being a coach in general, going out to see other sports or just like what it would be with Nashville SC or any other game that is? Like, do you watch that from a critical level where you're like, oh, I see the effort or I see this, or do you look at it and you just try to, you know, have a drink, have a hot dog, and just sit back and relax and enjoy, watch a game?
Well, that's a good one. So inevitably I'm watching the game and I'm enjoying watching competitive sports. So I enjoy it way more when I see a team that's playing hard, playing together, and I can, no matter that I'm not fluent in certain languages, like I haven't watched a ton of soccer, but I can tell when I'm seeing inspired play. I think I learn a lot from just observing tactics in other sports, strategies. There's way more carryover once you start paying attention than you would imagine. And so whether it's hockey or soccer, you know, I've taken a lot. I mean, again, when you watch the Preds on a forecheck and they're suppressing time and space, that's no different than playing defense in football. It's the same idea. And when you have a line of guys working together and covering those spaces and not allowing for the opponent to escape pressure, that's the exact same thing we want to do as 11 guys on defense. And so I thoroughly enjoy watching that. And no different if it's the Vandy boys, you know, stealing second and forcing a bad throw. I think competitive excellence demands that you take risk. And so I really enjoy kind of those competitive narratives with whatever game I'm watching.
Talking with head coach of the Vandy Commodores, Clark Lee. Bruno Reagan, former Vandy Commodore himself. What do you got for Clark?
Hey, Clark, I just want to ask you real quick. Bart Simmons, a guy I used to pester all the time when I was in high school. So I'm glad you went and picked him up. I'm not the only one in his DMs anymore. It's a really unique role. You know, I don't think there's any other college teams that have, you know, a title general manager, which is a real NFL thing. I was just wanted to ask, how does that position differ from, you know, maybe an NFL standpoint or just another college personnel position? Does he have more, you know, influence, and what sort of created that relationship?
Well, Barton and I go way back. So I think starting in like middle school, I remember we went to the same church, Christ Church downtown, Christ Episcopal, and it was like seventh grade, and we were in the same you know, Sunday school class, and our parents kind of knew of each other. And so that friendship started young, and it extended through high school shenanigans that we're not going to go into on this call, but things that bind you closer together. And then, you know, as we got in, we were in each other's weddings. It's a friendship that runs deep. And so as we were both on our own professional journeys, we would stay in close touch because there was so much overlap. And it's so like every year we talked, and as my career started to kind of really take hold, you know, we started thinking about what it would be like to connect and work together. And we shared a lot of the same philosophies on, you know, evaluation and the traits that mattered, and how, you know, there's a lot of sloppiness in recruiting. And I just knew that I was never going to get to work with Barton unless I took the job in Nashville. And as it worked out, I was able to get here, and I was able to get him. As far as his role goes, I mean, you know, the designation of general manager is just meant to highlight the fact that he is farming the land of personnel, be it, you know, the way we're developing personnel within the program, be it, you know, looking at a player on a roster and thinking about a position change. Certainly when it comes to, you know, roster attrition, which I didn't anticipate kind of what the transfer portal has introduced, but certainly having someone who is spending his time and energy paying attention to that, you know, has been helpful. And then obviously with respect to recruiting, I mean, there's two facets to recruiting. One is the acquisition of the player, so the process through which we bring someone on campus and show them around, et cetera. The relationship developing part of that, but also then the scouting of the player too, which Barton oversees a scouting staff that helps us kind of scour the country and harvest, you know, players that we think fit us. So it's a huge role. And I would say to you that when we, you know, when we first connected and I hired him in the role, I think we were just scratching the surface on how significant this role actually is. The cool thing, you know, Barton was a freelancer and, you know, he's working for CBS and 24/7 and all that. And, you know, particularly during pandemic, I think he was doing a lot of work in his basement with his ring light, you know. And so now all of a sudden he's in an office environment managing a staff. And I've been really impressed. You know, I knew what he'd bring to the table as someone who was going to fight for what he believed in and be contrarian when he needed to be. You know, just he's a smart guy who's got evaluation skill, but it's been fun also to watch him grow in that role as a manager and overseeing the staff. And so I think, you know, his effectiveness is only going to get, you know, more significant with time. I'm really, really happy to have him on our team.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, he walked in on me sleeping during camp one day, and I was like, "That's hilarious!" You know, full circle. So it's also hilarious to see him working for the school now. So I'm glad, you know, yeah, small right. world, man. And one thing, right. one last thing, I wanted to ask you, Coach, was when you went up there at SEC Media Days, and I don't have your verbatim quote, but you said, "Without doubt, Vanderbilt will be one of the best teams in the country." And you know, most alumni love that quote. You don't want someone who beats around the bush around that, or you want someone who's ignorantly aggressive to the success of the program, and you want the players to think like that. You know, when you go out against Bama, Georgia, you want to always try and win the game. You play to win the game. But we also, at least now that I'm on the outside, you also now live in the media, the realistic world, where Vanderbilt's only been to 9 bowl games since 1955, right? Like, getting to a bowl game is an impressive feat, and then you can start building your foundation and your base. I just wanted to ask you, when it comes to setting goals with the guys now in the locker room, I mean, it's no secret. I think they were winless during the COVID year, then 2 wins, and now we're already breaking, you know, with 3 wins. How do those goals shift, and what do you sort of present to the guys as expectations for the season, and how do they change as it goes on?
No, it's a great question. First of all, and I don't remember the direct quote either, but what I believe in and what I talk about every single day, and what gives me energy, is that we are building the best program in the country here at Vanderbilt. And that does take time. So we're not like delusional here. We understand perfectly where we are. And I think to get to this vision of the best, what that means to me is that we're providing an experience to our players that's impactful and meaningful, that we are graduating our team, you know, because that's a part of being at Vanderbilt, and we're graduating a team that's engaged in the education here. One of the things that to me is should never be said is that, you know, like a Vanderbilt football player can't launch into impact once his playing career is over. And too many times people have been recruited here on the premise that, you know, Vanderbilt will take care of you the rest of your life. And we reject that notion because no one's going to take care of us except for ourselves. You know, what we know to be true here is that what you invest on this campus will multiply over your lifetime. And that's what we focus our attention on. And so if we're allowing that to become the DNA of our team, they're going to maximize their opportunity here on campus. That's part of being the best. But certainly sustained winning is a part of that too, and playing for championships is a part of that as well. So we don't believe that one supersedes the other. We believe we have a unique brand here. We have a very unique experience here that's going to allow us to become that. And to your point, progress and success is going to be incremental. You know, we have to unlock the levels, and you know, that's recruiting at a high level. That's replenishing our roster. That's, you know, increasing win totals. Mm-hmm. That's getting to bowl games. That's getting this facility project done. And all of those things over time, as we continue this line of progress, it won't be linear. It'll be, you know, it's going to be, there are going to be peaks and valleys along the way. But if we keep climbing, you know, in time, we know what this program can be. And to your point about the history of the program, which I'm, you know, obviously I, having grown up here and been around and, you know, been a fan, and then obviously played here and then followed it as an alum too, you know, I think this program's never really been given a chance to reach its potential. And that's why, to me, this becomes a moment for Vanderbilt football. You have Chancellor Diermeier, who really has, you know, made it a focal point to get behind athletics. I mean, he's actually, you know, just in fall camp, sat down in my office with me and Barton, and he was just curious about recruiting. We talked for like an hour and a half, just chopping it up about kind of our process and what we're selling and what we're doing. It was awesome to have the chancellor interested in what's going on here. And then, you know, with Candace Lee, who is an alum, and it's personal to her too, I think they unlock the potential here. You know, it's their vision that allows for my vision. And I don't know that we've ever had that level of symmetry and so in alignment. And that's what makes me excited. So that's a long-winded answer, Bruno, but hopefully that covers most of the bases there.
I love it. I appreciate it, Clark.
No, that's great stuff. Talking with Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Clark, second year, obviously, as a head coach now with the Vandy Commodores. What's different from this time this year from last year this time?
Ooh, a lot. I mean, we learned a lot a year ago. I learned a lot a year ago. I'm absolutely still growing in this mm-hmm. role. You know, we have a way better sense of our identity here. We have a way better sense of what it takes. I think we have, we are further along and kind of like finding our on-field potential. I think though our expectations internally are higher. And that means, you know, we step in the building every day, you know, expecting to win. And so, going through the process and learning the process to win. That means when you have setbacks, they sting a little more. You know, I think everyone feels that feeling of disappointment a little bit heavier. And so I've got to, you know, manage that and keep guys pulling towards the long-term vision and understanding that if we just keep improving, you know, we're going to be able to find those results on Saturdays. But, you know, it's been fun to see from year one to year two, just people have a way better sense of the purpose here, the meaning of what we're doing. They're acclimated to our process. And so I'm spending less time explaining why we're practicing a certain way and more time, you know, diving into that identity and how we find our highest level of the team. And It's with every day here, it just becomes more and more exciting and more fun because, we're getting closer to kind of the vision for the program.
Talking with Clark Lee, head coach of the Vandy Commodores. One last question, and we'll get you out of here because I know you're a very busy man, but we appreciate you taking some time jumping on here with us, Clark.
Of course.
Very much.
Ole Miss coming in, obviously a former Vandy man yourself in the sense of playing, but also now on the head coaching side. What does that game mean to you as a coach? I know the coach answer is business as usual. We're just going up against teams, but I know there's got to be an extra little bit of fire in there for you.
Well, Ole Miss has been a crossover opponent for a long time, and we've also had historically some really tight games with them, overtime wins and overtime losses and come from behind wins. And, it's been a fun series. I think for me right now, I'm just, this is going to be true to the end of the season. I'm so excited to be in the SEC play. I think it's just, there's just a sense of, hey, you're challenged every week. And, we want this program to be built for success in our conference. And we also know that we're still early in on this climb, but just the idea that we get to go week in, week out and play against the best in the country. And certainly Ole Miss is in the top 10. I mean, they've found ways to win games. Coach Kiffin's done a great job. So it's a program we have a lot of respect for, but hey, we get to have them at home. We get to do it in front of our home crowd. That's special to us. And, we're going to be geared up and ready to play. And we know our margins are very, very thin here. So, mm-hmm. To play well means that we're kind of all systems are optimized. But we also get excited for the chance to go out and compete and represent our football program, university. Mm-hmm. And we'll look forward to doing that against Ole Miss.
Clark, thank you so much for jumping on. We look forward to having you more in the future. It's great stuff. You could probably just become the third piece of the show if you wanted. We have a third mic here.
Sick of football. Yeah.
Well, ahead. I mean, even if there it's just in season, once the season's over, you got off season, just come hang out at the station with us.
That sounds like a plan to me, guys. Hey, appreciate y'all having me on. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. Clark Lee has been our guest. Thank you so much to him. And